Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, the one and only Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Tom Anastasi is here, too. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, Professor of Business Leadership, and negotiating a number of important topics at Daniel Webster College. He's an outstanding professor there, and he's our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much.
It's good to have you back. Tom, one of the things I know you've got on your mind is how to deal with people, with employees, I guess, specifically, when you have news to give them that's maybe not so happy.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things is that there's two types of news that can be tough. You know, one is because of something somebody did, and then another one is, you know, things that nobody did, just maybe the economy or something like that, where it's more company-wide. And let me tell you how to deal with both. Let's say that you have a sales rep, for instance, who's a good rep, but has kind of gotten a little aggressive and is over-promising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's creating lots and lots of problems. And if you don't want to fire the person, but you also don't want to let that go because that can be very dangerous for a company. So how do you tell that person the tough news? Well, what you want to do is give yourself as much home court advantage as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make somebody come to you, that gives you a huge amount of power.
Mm-hmm.
And that magnifies and amplifies the message you're giving. So, for instance, for that person, you would sit there, and it's a Friday afternoon, and that person is, let's say, an hour and a half away in a call. You say, "I want you to come see me." That's mm-hmm. it. That's all you say. Then the person has to drive all the way through traffic, and you bring them to your office because that's where you've got the most home court advantage. As a matter of fact, even behind your desk mm-hmm. is the most home court advantage in your office.
Yeah, make sure that there is something to keep in the desk between you and them whenever you're giving someone bad news.
Yeah, and then you can sit there and say, you know what? You've overpromised to that client. You've overpromised to that client. I've had to deal with this. You know, we really value what you do, but you can't do that anymore. Okay?
Would you start out by saying, John, tell me about this transaction? What caused? You know, tell me about that. And did you say this to that person? Tell me why you did that, and then if they own up to it, then just say, well, let me explain to you the problems that this has created. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and remember, that person has now traveled an hour and a half before getting to you. So everything you say is magnified. So
well, they may just be in the other side of the building, depending on where you got them from. But the thing is also that one of the things I've done, Tom, is I've brought people in when I thought I knew all the information, and I've accidentally, you know, mistakenly started saying, you know, why did you do this? And it turns out that I didn't have all the information.
Yeah, and that way the person can kind of tell their side, and
yeah.
maybe they're just being aggressive. So
right.
that's going to really bring that point home.
Mm-hmm.
Another type of bad news you can give people, and you almost do just the opposite. Let's say that you have a position open for a marketing person, and you've got three employees, each really want to have this job, and this is the thing they want. Problem is, you can only give it to one. And all three won and all three did everything right, but only one can get it. So that type of news, you don't want to bring people into your office more
mm-hmm.
and sit behind your desk because you're kind of crushing their dreams a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do for them is you go to their location, even if it's, you know, the next room over, and you don't have the desk between you, and you sit there and tell them, you know, I only have one position, and list all the things about them that you think are really positive, and just let them know, I can only give it to one person, but that doesn't mean that I don't value everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them the tough news, but you're softening it, and that's what you want to do because you don't want to have that person.
But you need to start out by saying, John, first let me say that you didn't get the promotion.
Yes.
Because that way they don't, you know, there's no sense in dancing around it and say, John, I had to give a promotion to Bill, and here's why. But here's why you were one of two considered, because you had these credentials, and so you should feel good about that and not feel bad that you didn't get the promotion.
Yeah, and one of the greatest sentences you can use in this case is, you know, Jill, I've got some really tough news to give you. You didn't get it, but that doesn't mean that I don't value everything you do. And again, you can see the two differences between the soft approach and the hard approach.
You could say, I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news, you didn't get the promotion. The good news is you get to keep your old job.
Yeah, that's true. And so you want to soften that as much as you possibly can. If you're dealing with news that's not good for the whole company. So, for instance,
Let me stop you for a second. Whenever I used to help people, when I helped my clients years ago when I had my consulting company, when I helped them find a key person, the last three or four people that I interviewed for that job before the client hired one of them, I would call the others back myself and say, you didn't get the job, but here's what you should take away from this. You were in the finals. You did all these things right, and you should take that away and take that into the next interview. Give people that kind of feedback. If they go that far, if they get that far down the road so that they're a finalist or a semifinalist, you know, it's the right thing to do to help them out by giving them some feedback. What do you think?
Absolutely, because that type of next step, was what I like to call, can only help you long run.
Yep.
Because you may need that person later on, and that relationship is not going to be harmed.
That's another good point, and you don't want to burn any bridges with those people, because sometimes the person that you offer the job to won't take it, or they don't work out.
Correct.
And so you want to come right back, and I used to say that. I say, look, if for some reason this doesn't work out, I'm going to be calling you back. And guess what? Sometimes I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
It happened. Tom, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's TomAnastasi.com.
We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Dr. Tom Anastasi after these messages. And 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.